If without him adding on this extra chavilas, extra bundles into the fire wouldn't go so far to do the damage. If now that you added the extra bundles in the fire, you made it a bigger fire, and now the wind could take it and does damage, of course you're chayiv. Eli, you're telling me the chiddush is, even without you adding the extra bundles in the fire by itself would also travel. If so, my covet, so why are you chayiv? The fire would have went anyway, you didn't do anything. That this can't be a chiddush then. Master of Rapport probably has another question. No, I have another case. Weaker, there's a case all the time like we learned. Hey, sheyoshvu asas lechem. Five people sat down on one bench. Five people sat there. Vulaish of ruin, the bench didn't break yet. They weren't fat people. So the five people, the bench was able to take these five skinny people. Oh boy, I heard now a sixth person came. He sat down, Yosha Malov, Vishivra, now the bench collapsed. Now the bench broke. So Loch is Ahmed Chayiv. The last guy has to pay for the whole bench. He's the one that caused the damage. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though it was only his weight by itself couldn't have broke it, but now that he broke it, he's chayiv for those things. So Marasakash again, Yomra Papa Papa says, what's the case that last one's chayiv? Kagoin Papa Baraba. Like Papa Baraba that was very, very fat. Skitsa means only if he's a fat person, the last person that came there. Rashi Shahoya Balbos, he was very fat. Say again, hey Kedomi Marasakash, no, what's the case talking about over here? What's the big Kiddush? Elaine, if you're going to tell me, Debalav Iyu, La Itbar, that without him it wouldn't have broken. In other words, five people sitting there, skinny people, they all together weighed 300 pounds, and the bench could take 400 pounds. So Pshita, that those five people could have sat there for another 2 years, and nothing would happen to the bench. Now that you sat down, you broke it, Avad Yechayv. El, the case has to be, Debalav Iyu Nam Yitbar, even without you sitting down, the sixth guy, it also would have broken. In other words, these five guys weigh together 600 pounds, and the bench can only take 500 pounds. So the bench would have broken anyway. If so, my covet, what did he do then? So where's the case that he's chayiv? So where's the kasher? But so first, mastis mechim mitarzo. You tell me there was no chiddush, but you don't have a case. Where is there a case? The Brisa says, though, that the last one is chayiv. So where is there a case, Taka, that the last one is chayiv? So Mora says, let's read the cases like this. Tibbalavi, you have a mitzvah betray short. That's like this. When the five people were sitting there, true, they were overweight. They're not supposed to sit there. But it wouldn't have broken first in another 2 hours. You have 600 pounds sitting on this bench that can only take 500 pounds. So it's not going to break right now. It'll take 2 hours till it would break. Now that the fat person sat down, it broke after 1 hour. It broke. Here's the Chiddush. The Am relay, the other five people would say, listen, Ilavat, if not for you, have the Yasivna Tveipur, that we would have sat there for an hour and a half the most, the Kaimina, we would have got up there before it was supposed to break. And now that you came and sat down, you're the one that broke it. So therefore, you have to pay for the damage. For the Gemara, no. Velei Malhu, let the sixth person say back, listen, why should I pay for the damage? Elav Austin, if not for you five guys, for the dealer have a mitzvah. With me alone, even though I weigh 300 pounds, I won't break the bench though. With me alone, the bench could take 500 pounds. So with me alone, I wouldn't have broken the bench. So why does the last one have to pay for the whole thing? He has the right to say, I didn't cause no damage. I needed you also. So most of the case is talking about, the Bahadi, the Somech Butover. As soon as the sixth guy sat down, it broke right then. So Chura is called Mamish like Mazik, Rashi says, like Adam Mazik. It's like he sat down right then and it broke. It's Mamish like Adam.
As she says, doesn't say, all right.
Yeah. So that's the case of his chayiv. So Marska says, again, Pshita, of course he's chayiv. Now the time I would have thought to say, koichoi lako gufa dami, that maybe his koichoi is not called like gufoi, maybe it's still not called other mamazik, kamashvila, that's the chiddush, no, the koichoi is a gufa dami. That his koicha, even though when he sat down, like his weight coming down, it broke right then, it's sitting like Adam Amazik. So chol heicha, the gufay tovar, koicha nami tovar. That any time your body breaks it, so when your koicha breaks it, it's also called like your body, that you're also chayiv. So Melech Mekitza, true, there's a case like a chayiv, but it's not a chiddush in our Mishnah. For the Gemara of Suleka, there are no other cases. We can have another case. Hold the Tanya. Hiko asara b'nayodim b'yasa makolis. If 10 different people hit a person with 10 different sticks. So ben b'vasachas was they hit them all together. Ben b'zachas was hit them one after another. Umeis, and after these 10 people gave him 10 bats over the head, Umeis, the guy died. So lochem is kula p'turim. All 10 of them are potter. Because neither of them did the Mais Misa. All 10 did it together. He can't be mechayev anybody. We have Yehuda ben Maaseir Raimon now. B'zeachas there to hit one after another. Ha'achron chayev. The last one is the one that's the murderer. Why? Mipnei shekir v'es misasoi. Because he's the one that was makar of the Misa. Even though maybe his bap over the head wouldn't have killed him by itself. He needed 9 baps before him. But the Maisa, when he gave the 10th hit, he caused him to die right now. That's Yechayev Misa. Since you were makar of misasoi Yechayev. That's a good case. That's a chiddush. That you only did a little bit of the hitting. But since the Maisa, you're the one that killed him, Yechayev for the whole thing. Samara says the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say it is because Bekotta loy kamari. I said the Mishnah doesn't want to say cases of killing. It wants to say Hezek of Hezek, where you're Mazim half the Hezek, you're chayef for the whole thing, but not in the case of Misa. The boy said another pshat is how you Beplukta loy kamari. This is the Machlokes talk of the last one is chayef. That's Machlokes Yehud ben Maaseir and it's on a kama. So therefore, we don't want to go into a case where it's a Machlokes. For the Gemara v'loy, well, Kim and loyke Rebbe. I would say the first pshat also is only not like Rebbe. Your first kind of a bor yud is only not according to Rebbe. It's also like this. That's not so schwer. The like to Rebbe, you can rabbonim akvina. Even though it's not like Rebbe, but since we're saying our Mishnah goes like the rabbonim, like the rabbin, that's good. Because we pass him like a rabbin. That's why it's good. But the Yehuda ben Maaseir of like rabbonim akvina. But to put him like a yochel, like Yehuda ben Maaseir, not like the rabbonim, that we don't want to say.
Now, just trying the Gemara before again, by this last case where 5 people sat down on the bench, and then the 6th one came and sat down and broke it. So the question is, though, why isn't this the case of the Mishnah? Like, the Mishnah let this be a case where you're hachshartoi, miksas niskoi, and yichai fakuloi. So Rashi learns the pshat is because here it's not called miksas, but it's called kuloi. In other words, the case is again that the first 5 people sat down. And at that time it did not start to break at all. True, it would have broke maybe in 2 hours, but right now it did not even start to break. So no hezek happened at all. Just later, when the 6th guy sits down, it breaks right then. So that's why it doesn't say in the Mishnah, because that's called the case of Yechsharta Kula Niskoi. That's not called Miksa, that's called Kula. Therefore, we're back that the only case where it's a Miksas Niskoi is where the boar was already dug 9 Tvachim. So we have a boar there already. Now you add one more Tefat that's called Miksas Niskoi. If you Chayiv Akuloi, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold enough yurim of these. The Mishnah says, Chafti b'tashlume niskoi. That you chayiv to pay tashlume niskoi, you have to pay back the money you did damage. So Maris Medayik, Chafti b'niskoi loiketoni. Does not say I have to pay the damage. Like if my shore killed your shore, I have to pay you for the value of it. Ela b'tashlume niskoi. I have to be mashlum, I have to fill up the damage. Tashlume niskoi. What does that mean? We'll soon see. Tanin lo'od ton rabbon. There's a proof to the Brisa that we learned. That tashlume nezik malami was to come to teach us shahabaila mitapla benavela. If my shor kills your shor, so lamaisa, even though your shor was worth $200, but now the nevela, let's say, is worth $50. So I, the mazik, have right to say, listen, you keep the nevela; it's worth $50. I only have to pay you now $150. We don't say I have to pay you back $200, and I should keep the nevela, but rather. That tashlume nezek malamit shahabaila metaplum benevela. That the bailum, the original owner, has to keep the nevela. And the mazik now only has to be mashlim, pay the rest, what's missing. The verse says, Minohan emili, how do we know this big chiddush? Some Rabbami says, the Yomakwa the Pasuk says, Make nefesh behemi yishal meno. When a person hits the behemoth and kills it, he has to pay for it. So we dash in al tikri yishal meno, elo yashli meno. Means to say, just fill. In other words, the missing, whatever's missing, you killed the animal. So now it's only worth $50, the nevela. And before it was worth $200, so I'll only fill up the difference and pay you $150. Rabbi Rav Kana Amami Hocha. The Pesuk says, Im Torah, Yitorah, Yivyehu, Eid, HaTreifa Lo Yishalim. That's the Pesuk by Shaymet Tocha. That if a treifa happens, if the oinus happened, animal was torafit, so the Shaila had to learn, it says, Eid HaTreifa, you have to pay. So we dash him like this. At treifa yishalim, you have to pay until the nevela itself. But treifa atzma lo yishalim, you don't have to pay for the nevela itself. Because if you were a shayma socha and somebody came and killed the animal,
So now the owner comes back and says, listen, you have to pay me. So what you have the right to say to the Bailam is, you keep the Nevela. And that I don't have to pay you for. But I have to pay you the difference up until the Nevela. That's what we dash in. Ad treifa means, ad treifa, I'll pay you. But the treif itself, the Nevela itself, I don't have to pay you, that you keep. Chiski Yama Mehocha from this pasuk. It says, V'hamesi Yeloi. If one shore hits another shore, here the pasuk says, V'hamesi Yeloi. So we dash in the Nizik. The pasuk means that the Nizik keeps the Nevela, and the Mazik is only mashlim the difference. V'chein tona de v'chiskiya. V'hamesi Yeloi, the pasuk says, L'nizik. It means to say that the Nizik keeps the Nevela, and the Mazik pays the rest. So Maris Chesh, how do you know this? Ah, to I mean, you're telling me now the Nizik, it means the Nizik keeps the mace. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. Elul the mazik. Maybe it means the mazik has to keep the nevela. In other words, the mazik has to pay the complete $200 for the damage, and he'll take the nevela home and use it. The Gemara says, no, amarta loikach, don't say like this. Loikach, why? Loikach hoya. That's not the pshat. The Gemara asks a question, why not? My loikach hoya, what does it mean that's not the pshat? Rabbi Abai says like this. Because he's talking about that if you want to tell me, nevela the mazik kevein, that the nevela belongs to the mazik, and the mazik has to play the complete damage of $200. If so, lichta rachmona shor taka shor hashor. Let the pasuk just say, if my shor kills your shor, I have to pay you for the shor. For lishtik, let the pasuk keep quiet. We are mace yelo lomli. What do we need the pasuk to say? You keep the mace. Like pshita. If you're going to pay him $200 for the animal, so pshita the nevela belongs to you. Why does the Torah have to write, we are mace yelo? So shma mina lanizik. Shamila Potka is teaching us now that the Nizik, he keeps the Nevela. Therefore, $50 you have right now. It was worth $200 before, so I'll pay you now $150. Now, this comes out, we have three psukim to tell us this yisoid. So, where it says, Tzricha, I need it by all three cases. Because Rachamon and Makadai Nishal Meno, that was the first postik. That's the case of an Adam, where an Adam kills a shor. Mishum de Loishchichi. It doesn't happen too often that a man should kill a shor. Maybe that's why the Torah was makel upon the mazik to say, you only pay the difference, not the complete $200. Avol treifa. But when you're a shrei nesocha, that somebody else came, another shor came and tore up your shor, the shchicha that happens often, emalai, maybe since it happens often, then you have to pay the complete damage, maybe you'd have to pay the $200. Shricha. That's why I need a second pasuk, even by a shrei nesocha also, that he only has to pay the difference. V'yashmin a treifa, but only here by a treifa, by a shreimer, Mishum the Mamela. Because the Shema didn't do the damage himself. He was a Pashay in the Shmir. He didn't watch it well. But what happened? Somebody else came and was tore up the shore. But you're Chayiv, because you're a Pashay, you didn't watch it good. But the Hezek only happened Mamela by itself. Mishum the Mamela. Avomaka Behema. Dibiyadayim. But when a person goes and hits the animal himself with his hands, Emeloi, maybe that's a bigger mind to Hezek. There you have to pay the whole thing. That's why I need a second pasuk, that even when a man hits an animal, also the nizik keeps the nevela, and he's only mashlim. Now, v'yashmin and hanitarti, if I hear these two, v'yashmin and hanitarti, ho mishum lo shchiach. I'll tell you, boy, in other words, because it doesn't happen too often. Vo mishum lo mamela. Boy, it's shayna because it happened by itself. Avol, v'yameithi yeloi. But in the case where your shore kills another shore, the shchichi, that happens often. Uvi Yadayim. That's called like your hands did it. Like Rashi says, Bishtoy Bishon Nagach Teshchiach Uvi Yadayim Umamish Shashor Shumamoynoi Shomazik. Since you own it, so it's considered like you. Therefore, when your shor does damage, that's come out like your Yadayim. So here I would have thought to say, since it's Shchiach and it's you doing it, you should have to pay the complete $200. Eimaloi, here I would not say the Nizik keeps the Nevela. Kamashmon, even here, the Nizik still keeps the Nevela. I just say it over here. V'yashmin and hamesi yeloi, but only here this last case. When my shor kills your shor, mishun de mamoino komaski. Because it's only my mom that's doing the hezik. Avol hocha de the gufa mazike meloi tzricha. But maybe where the yodim does the damage mamish by himself, maybe there it's different. Therefore I need all three psukim to teach us, and all these three cases I say that when you do hezik, the nizik keeps the nevela, and the mazik only has to pay the difference. Oh, Malay Rav Kanel Larav, El time with the cost of Rachamon of Amethi Yeloi. What's the Chiddush? Because the Pasuk says the Nizik keeps the Nevela. Holav Hoche, without this Pasuk, however, I mean, I would have thought to say, Nevela the Mazik Hevi. No, the Mazik keeps the Nevela. If my shor killed your shor, that was worth $200, I have to pay you $200. And the Nevela belongs to me that I keep. But I would have thought to say, I have to pay you a complete 200. So the Gemara, why? Hash to yisteladi day. If the mazik himself has nevelus in his house, kama treifus, if he has a lot of treifus in his house, yoyev lei. When he wants to pay for the damage that he did, the $200 worth of damage, he could pay him with anything, even with the nevelus. The other markers we learned before, the pasuk says yoshev, which return, which we darshan, l'rabbi shavah kesef yafilu subin. So that what if he could pay back anything, even straw, even the least things you could pay back with. Said so, did they me boy? So here, now this is the nevela that my shah killed. For sure I should be able to tell the nizik, I'm paying you back now with this nevela. That's the first $50 of the payment. And then I'll pay you the other 150. So what do I need a pasuk for? But may see Allah tell us this. Pshita the mazik could pay up with the nevela. So Mar says true, but la nitzucha, the chiddush is like this. Ela lepchas nevela. Let's say the nevela got worth less from the time of Misa until the time the Nizik is taking it. It's going to take a day or two sometimes. Your shore kills his shore and stays there for a day or two until you go to bed, until you pass the night. You have to pay the money. And then by the time you come and pay the money, the nevela got worth less. So now who loses out that the fact that the nevela got worth less? That's Nafkamina. El lepchas nevela. So what, now that we have the posuk that says the hamesi eloi, so it says right away the nevela belongs to the nizik. So if it's shas misa, the nevela is worth $50. So it comes out I only made a loss to you of $150. So that's all I have to pay you. Even though by the time you get around to take your nevela home to use it to give it to your klovim, it's only worth $40. That $10 loss is your loss, because the Torah says the hamesi eloi, the nevela belongs to the nizik. But without the pasuk, I would have thought that the nevela belongs to the mazik. So true, if the mazik picks it up and gives it to the nizik, he could pay him back with it. But then he only pays back the way it's worth, b'shas peroyin. If b'shas I'm paying it to you, now it's only worth $40, I could only use it for $40. Now the pasuk says no, you could use it for $50. So Mar says, Lema, let's say this svara of chas nevela, so nevela gets worth less, tanoihi, maybe it's a matlegis tanoihi. So Tanya will learn like this. What's true on the pasuk? The pasuk says, "In Torah, you Torah, you be your aid." That if the animal got ripped up, you have to bring aidus.